about are the dead really dead? Do devils really work miracles? Revelation 16, verse 14, and Matthew 24, it says, for there are the spirits of devils working miracles. Matthew 24 says, for false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the very elect. That's what the word of God says, doesn't it? So the short answer, do devils really work miracles? Yes, indeed. Devils work incredibly convincing miracles. According to Revelation 13, verse 13 and 14, Satan and his angels will appear as an angel of light. 2 Corinthians 11 and verse 14. And even more shocking, as Christ himself, he's going to try to do that. Matthew 24, 23 and 24. You see, the universal feeling will be that Christ and his angels are leading out in a fantastic worldwide revival. The entire emphasis will seem so spiritual and be so supernatural that only God's elect will not be deceived. Do you know why, beloved? It's going to look like that the enemy is working miracles, because the enemy will try to work miracles down here on earth. He's going to try to look like Jesus. And the Bible teaches that the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout. He's not going to touch the earth. The text did not say that he did. Hallelujah. So I got a question. Why will God's people not be deceived? Why will God's people not be deceived? Acts 17, verse 11, and Isaiah chapter 8 and verse 20 tells us why God's people will not be deceived. They receive the word with all readiness and search the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. Here is the real one coming from Isaiah 8:20. If they do not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. So why will God's people not be deceived? God's people will know from their earnest study of his book that the dead are dead and not alive. Spirits of the dead do not exist. Therefore, God's people reject all exist. Therefore, workers and teachers who claim to exist or work miracles by contacting the spirits of the dead. And God's people will likewise reject as dangerous and as false all teachings that claim the dead are alive in any form, anywhere. You got to watch it, beloved. Very slight hand that the enemy tries to use. You see, back in Moses' day, what did God command? You see, back in Moses' day, done to people who taught that the dead man were alive. Chapter 20 and verse 27 tells us what God said to Moses. A man or a woman who is a medium or who has a familiar spirits shall surely be put to death. They shall stone them with stones. What shall be done? Short answer. God insisted that mediums and others with familiar spirits who claim to be able to contact the dead should be stoned to death. This shows how God regards false teaching because they are alive. Well, will the resurrection ever die again? I know that somebody pondered that question. Will the righteous people who are raised in the resurrection ever die again? Come here, Luke 20th chapter. Verse 35 and 36, and Revelation 21 and verse 4 says this. But those who are counted worthy to attain that age and the resurrection from the dead, nor can they die anymore. I'm going to read it again. But those who are counted worthy to attain that age and the resurrection from the dead, nor can they die anymore. Revelation 21, 4 says, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things are passed away. The short answer is, will the righteous people who are raised in the resurrection ever die again? The answer to that question is no, they won't die again, because death, sorrow, crying, and tragedy will never enter into God's new kingdom. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 54. Well, here it is, brothers and sisters, getting close to this end of this thing. Belief in reincarnation is expanding rapidly today. Now, is this teaching biblical? Is reincarnation biblical? Let's find out what the Word of God says. We don't have to go far. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 5 and 6 tells us, "For the living know that they will die, but the dead know not what, everybody? Not nothing. Nevermore will they have a share in anything done under the sun." So belief in reincarnation is expanding rapidly, yes, but is this a teaching biblically? Almost half the people on earth believe in reincarnation, and that is a teaching that the soul never dies, but instead continually reborn in a different kind of body with each succeeding generation. This teaching is contrary to Scripture. The Bible says, after death, a person returns to dust. Psalms 104, verse 29. They don't know anything. Ecclesiastes 9 and verse 5. They possess no mental powers. Psalm 146 and verse 4. The dead have nothing to do with anything on earth. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 6. They do not live. That's 2 Kings 20 and verse 1. They're waiting in the grave when they die. Job 17 and verse 13. And they continue not to live once they're dead. Job chapter 14, verse 1 and 2. You see, Satan's invention. We learned earlier that Satan invented the teaching that the dead are alive. Reincarnation, channeling, communication with spirits, spirit worship, and the undying soul are all inventions of the devil with one aim. That's to convince people that when you die, you are not really dead. When people believe that the dead are alive, spirits of devils working miracles, Revelation 16, 14, and posing as spirits of the dead will be able to deceive and lead them astray virtually 100% of the time, Matthew 24 and verse 24. Brothers and sisters, there's probably some other stuff in here that you probably have some questions about. Does the Bible speak of the undying immortal soul? Nope. Because the undying immortal soul is not mentioned in the Bible. The word immortal is found only once in the Bible, and it is in reference to God, 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 17. Well, I know y'all having some times with this here. At death, the body returns to dust, and the spirit, the breath, returns to God. But where does the soul go? Where does the soul go? I know that's a good question. It goes nowhere. Instead, it simply ceases to exist. Two things must be combined. It makes a soul, body and breath. You see, when the breath departs, the soul ceases to exist because it is a combination of two things. And when you turn off a light, watch this. When you turn off a light, where does the light go? It doesn't go anywhere. It just ceases to exist. Two things must be combined to make a light, a bulb and electricity. Now, without a combination, a light is impossible. So with the soul, unless body and breath are combined, there can be no soul. There is no such thing as a disembodied soul. Brothers and sisters, we got to get our studying together. We got to get it together, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah, we got to get it together. Listen to this here. Does the word soul ever mean anything other than a living being? And I know that some of us have those questions. Yes. It may mean also life itself or the mind or intellect. No matter which meaning is intended, the soul is still a combination of two things, body and breath, and it ceases to exist at death when a person dies. I don't care how much CPR you're using. Well, Matthew 10 and verse 28 says, "Do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul." Does this prove that the soul is undying? No. It proves the opposite. The last half of the same verse proves that souls do die. It says, "But rather fear, which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The word soul here means life and refers to eternal life, which is a gift, according to Romans 6:23, that will be given to the righteous at the last day. John 6:54. No one can take away the eternal life that God bestows. That's why You have to have faith in the word of God and not let anybody try to tell you, oh, big mama and them up in heaven, they just having a good time. Happy birthday in heaven. Ain't nobody up there in heaven dancing, waiting on you. Why would God make suffering on both sides? That you're going through trouble, you're going through this and you're going through that down here, and the person who died, who your relative who died, be in heaven having a good, great, grand, good time, and seeing you suffer. That's suffering on both ends. Why would a loving God allow that to happen to his people? The one allows that to happen. No, that's not God. He wouldn't do that. He let it. That's why it says rest in peace. That means they sleep until the day of resurrection, brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed. The day of resurrection. So we have concluded part two. And I thank God for you listening in. Tune in again next Tuesday on the Restoring Faith broadcast.
You've been listening to the Restoring Faith broadcast with yours truly, Dr. Christopher Manuel. You are invited to join me at the Smyrna Seventh-day Adventist Church every first and second Saturday for divine worship service at 11 a.m. and Wednesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. located at 916 Richmond Drive in Alexandria, Louisiana. And on the third and fourth Saturday for divine worship service at 10 a.m. and Tuesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. at the Maranatha Seventh-day Adventist Church located at 4517 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria, Louisiana. Beloved, your gifts and love offerings can help keep this ministry on the air. Send your correspondence to 916 Richmond Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302, and join us every Tuesday at 10 a.m. on KQJO for the Restoring Faith broadcast. Be blessed.
The Unstoppable Weight, Unstoppable Weight.
Hello, Governor John Bel Edwards here, reminding you that it's hurricane season, and now is the time to get a game plan. This year, that game plan will also need to include protective measures against the ongoing COVID-19 public health crisis. Closely monitor the weather and follow the advice of local officials. Being proactive is the best way to keep you and your family safe this hurricane season. For more information, please visit getagameplan.org. Be safe and God bless.
Excuse me, miss. Who does your hair?
Transformations.
Transformations? Yes. Is Transformations your stylist name?
Transformations Hair Studio is the name of the salon. Tanya is the transformer. Transformations offers an array of services from customized hair coloring, waxing, eyelash extensions, bondless, braidless, sew-ins, traditional install with or without closure or frontal, and she supplies the hair. Silk presses that last up to 2 months. Braiding, scalp only, wig install, quick weaves, relaxers.
Relaxers?
Baby, natural isn't for everyone. Thank God for choices. She also does curls.
Curls?
Yes, ma'am. They still exist. I even enjoy Wi-Fi while I'm waiting.
I think I'll give her a try. What's her number?
Transformations Hair Studio, located at 826 Main Street in Pineville, 318-449-3655.
Transformation Hair Studios is another proud sponsor of KAYC-322-FM. Proud Guy Detailing Shop at 1100 Colton Avenue in Alexandria. Open 9:15 to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. It's a friendly, safe environment where prayer is a priority and your vehicle detailing needs are met at an affordable price. At Malachi Detailing Shop, pleasing you is their business. Malachi Detailing Shop, owned and operated by Eugene Stevenson at 1100 Bolton Avenue. 318-613-6715. That's 318-613-6715.
Boyce Community Funeral Home, owned by Reverend Herbert Green, is dedicated to providing high-quality funeral services. Our professional and friendly staff believes in offering unpressured decision-making, allowing arrangements to be made in the privacy of your own home. We also offer our clients a complete church facility with repass accommodations located in Pineville, Louisiana. Boyce Community Funeral Home offers pre-arranged funeral services and accepts all life and burial insurance policies and can pre-arrange your funeral service using your present insurance policy. We also supply in and out-of-state shipping. Boyce Funeral Home, get in and your out-of-state shipping today or tomorrow. offering compassion, comfort, and trust. We are located at 704 Longford Street in Boyce, Louisiana.